Works, Ms. Bierma. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, my name is Erica Bierma, and I represent the appellant Gregory Burks. Since the opening briefs in this matter, we're not waiving any arguments that were in the briefs, but we'd like to rest on the briefs if the Court doesn't have any questions about the briefs specifically. However, since the initial briefing, as this Court's aware, the United States Supreme Court decided United States versus Begay last Wednesday, and the Supreme Court addressed the otherwise clause and decided that unless the offense is specifically enumerated in Clause 2 of the guidelines for the career offender classification, that it wasn't a crime of violence. And since that time, also, the Supreme Court has recently granted certiorari in United States versus Chambers on Monday of this week. And both sides in this matter discussed Chambers quite extensively in our opening briefs. But the question presented before the Supreme Court right now is whether a failure to report for confinement that involves conduct that presents a serious potential risk of injury to another, such that a conviction for escape based on a failure to report is a violent felony within the meaning of ACCA. But turning to United States versus Begay, United States versus Taylor created a categorical analysis that you have to look at the specific state statute to determine whether or not it's a crime of violence. And in Wisconsin, the state statute for failure to report merely requires that the defendant was ordered confined and then intentionally fails to report to jail or a house of correction. And also the statute in Wisconsin for escape requires intentionally escaping from custody pursuant to legal arrest if lawfully charged with, convicted of, or sentenced for a crime is guilty of a Class H felony. There's nothing in the specific elements of the statute that would require any kind of physical altercation or any potential for violence within the elements of the statute. In the United States versus Begay, they listed specific examples and illustrated the kinds of crimes that they believed falled within the scope, which was the offenses specifically enumerated in the guideline, whether it was the armed career criminal in 924E or if it was in the career offender guidelines. That they also said that this, not every crime presents a serious risk of physical harm to another. And the court read it as limiting the crimes in Clause 2 that are roughly similar in kind or as well as degree, but not any possible conceivable crime. It would just be by those crimes enumerated in the guideline by whatever name that they are known in the specific statutes for each specific state. And they also said that the enumerated crimes are associated with future violent, aggressive, and purposeful conduct, the armed career criminal behavior. And I respectfully submit that failure to report and escape is not. Failure to report and escape is willful inaction. They're purposefully avoiding contact with other people. They don't want to go to jail, so they're purposely not coming in contact with other individuals. And also, in the United States versus Chambers that was decided by this court, we respectfully submit that Chambers was decided incorrectly because this court addressed questions and concerns that it had about the majority rule that a person who potentially shows up for jail late for 1 hour could face a 15-year penalty. It's the same thing for a career offender, that any person that shows up late for jail could face a significantly enhanced penalty. And also the court had reservations that the result was very new precedent at the time, and there was also an overwhelming amount of precedent at that particular time when United States versus Chambers was decided in the Seventh Circuit. And if the court doesn't have any other questions, I would submit that the sentence be vacated and remanded to the district court.
I actually do. Going back to your brief a little bit, the evidence that you introduced at the sentencing hearing regarding the 15% figure, what was that based on?
The 15% figure was based upon all possible conceivable resisting arrest crimes that I guess would be classified as resisting, obstructing, battery to law enforcement, failure to comply with an order, of fleeing and eluding, any kind of resisting crime.
Were those crimes charged in addition to the escape, or were those crimes for which convictions occurred?
Those would be crimes in which convictions occurred, and also, actually, I believe that it was crimes charged, but the data did not, if they were charged with multiple counts of, let's say, resisting, obstructing, it wouldn't have been separate numbers. It would have just been charged as one case because there would have only been one case number identifying the conviction.
So, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Your Honor.
Now, what do you want us to do with the case at this point?
I would like you to, in light of Begay and what the court enumerated.
You would like us to do what?
In light of United States versus Begay, to vacate the sentence and remand for resentencing.
Do you feel you've adequately addressed the Begay case in your argument today and the memo that you submitted, or would you be interested in writing an additional brief to discuss the effect of Begay on your arguments?
Well, if the court would like the discussion of how United States versus Begay affects this case more specifically than just the 28J statement, I'm happy to submit supplemental briefing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Altman?
May it please the Court, my name is Elizabeth Altman, and I represent the United States in this case. As noted by Ms. Bierma, two things have happened in the last week that affect the course of this appeal. First, the United States Supreme Court ruled in Begay that felony OWI is not a crime of violence under the Armed Career Criminal Act. The Supreme Court seemed to set a standard that requires a crime be intentional, aggressive, and violent for it to qualify as a violent felony used to enhance a sentence under the Armed Career Criminal Act. The second thing that affects the course of this appeal is that on Monday the Supreme Court accepted cert in U.S. v. Chambers, a case out of this circuit, to consider the crime of escape as a violent felony, and specifically whether failure to report to jail is a violent felony under the Armed Career Criminal Act.
Under what?
The Armed Career Criminal Act.
All right.
The government concedes that the statutory construction argument on page 26 of its brief was flatly rejected by the Supreme Court in Begay. That much is clear. What is less clear is how Begay affects this case. Begay held in a very narrow decision only that drunk driving is not an intentional offense and did not meet the intentional prong of their analysis. The majority in Begay did not address what it means to be violent or what it means to be aggressive and at what point in the offense those activities needed to occur. What's even less clear now is how the Supreme Court's granting of cert in Chambers, rather than remanding it in light of Begay, affects this case. In this case, we had three potentially qualifying offenses that would make the defendant a career offender. First, we had a failure to report to jail in violation of Wisconsin Statute 946.425. Second, we had escape from a law enforcement officer trying to effect a lawful arrest in violation of Wisconsin Statute 946.42. And third, we had a fleeing violation in violation of Wisconsin Statute 346.04.
I didn't understand your statement. What's the third?
We had a failure to report, which this court has held is a violent.
I understand that. What was the third one?
Fleeing.
Fleeing.
Fleeing a law enforcement officer. For the reasons in the government's brief, other than the statutory analysis section, we would urge this court at this time to follow its well-reasoned precedent, explained, for example, in Housie and Bryant and that line of cases, and continue treating all failures to appear, all escapes, and all vehicular fleeings categorically as a crime of violence. Under that reasoning, this court should affirm the sentence in this case that the defendant was.
Don't we have to interpret Begay in connection with this case? I mean, how can we decide this case without reference to Begay?
Begay dealt with a very narrow issue, whether OWI was a crime of violence.
But it's quite a different form of construction of that or otherwise clause than has been used in the line of cases that you referred to.
That it is, absolutely. The issue will be, we believe, more directly dealt with in Chambers, which will deal specifically with the escape violations. And this court has the option and should hold off deciding this case until Chambers puts some more clarity on it. If this court, however, is going to start changing direction and making analyses under Begay and somehow endorse a modified categorical approach to these offenses, then this case should be remanded to the district court to examine each of the...
Do you think we should take the modified approach?
At this point, I don't believe so, no.
All right. Begay, are you saying we shouldn't decide the case, or we should decide the case? I'm not sure I understand.
I'm saying that the best course would be to hold it in abeyance until Chambers is decided. Chambers is going to deal with these issues. The second thing we would urge, if the court is going to make a decision, is to follow its precedent. As I indicated, Begay was very narrowly decided. It kept a categorical approach, and the court can continue that
analysis. You mean we should just ignore Begay? Is that what you're...
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Your feeling in Begay is that that is limited
yes.
to operating an auto while under the influence of alcohol?
Yes.
Right.
If there are
Period.
No... Further questions?
Sure.
I have nothing further.
That's all.
Okay.
Ms. Bierman.
Thank you, Your Honors. I guess to address some of Ms. Altman's comments, we don't agree with the fact that United States Begay specifically limited it to felony OWI. In United States versus Begay, they limited their discussion to the crimes that are listed in Clause 2 and those crimes by whatever name they are known in the state in which the conviction occurs. We don't read United States versus Begay as limiting it specifically just to the felony DUI. And also the United States versus Begay addressed it must be aggressive, purposeful, and future violence in the offense. And in Ms. Altman's argument, she also addressed that she would urge the court to follow House and Bryant. Well, that's completely contrary to the decision in United States versus Begay right now. And I'm respectfully requesting that this court decide this issue and get the other circuits that are in line in this issue, the 10 other circuits that have had the precedent that escape and crimes of violence are crimes of violence for the career offender classification, and we would request that this case be decided now so the Seventh Circuit is able to get the other circuits in line with classifying under Begay that escape and failure to report are not crimes of violence under the career offender classification. And I would also respectfully request an opportunity for supplemental briefing.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors.